You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Tampa Bay Rays here at the winter meetings. Tim McMaster along with Bill Chastain. And the Rays are a team that historically, you look at the winter meetings and what they've done throughout their time, it's usually a quieter time for them, right? Maybe laying the groundwork, but they're not usually a big splash at the winter meetings type organization.
I was talking to one of their executives last night, and he was saying that they get here and they hear so many conversations splashed around that they kind of like to get back to home base to kind of sort things out. But historically, they really have not made a big splash at the meetings. Usually you have to look for that once they get back home.
There has been talk about them as far as trading a pitcher, though, and obviously the Chris Archer rumors are swirling. If you had to put a percentage on likelihood that they maybe do move Archer, not just this week but this offseason, where would you put it at?
25%
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, low.
Probably do the same with maybe Smiley or Odorizzi, just because they're a little more advanced in the contract situations. But I don't really think they're looking to... You know, they don't have to move them. They're in a really good situation. They have a lot of depth in the pitching. So it's more of a thing if they can upgrade their club, whether it's in the minor leagues or at the major league level. And as they always say, you know, they like to say, we like to keep an eye on the present and the future. So
what doesn't make sense to me with Archer is it keeps popping into my head, why would you trade this guy? And the reason I say that is because they have so much more control over this guy. It's not like he's going to be a free agent next year or in 2 years. The contract is super reasonable. You're trying to build the team and be good now. He can be both of those things. So why even think about moving
him? Again, I think it's, you know, knock my socks off kind of thing,
right.
You know, and they've done, you know, some pretty good deals in the past like that. I think probably a comparable one was when they traded Matt Garza to the Cubs and all the guys they got back from in that deal, including Archer and Brandon Guyer. So, you know, it's funny because a lot of times I'll talk to fans and they're frustrated that they're trading one of their guys. And I'll say, well, look, he was that guy, one of the guys they got back, you know, several years ago. So, but sometimes I think that is difficult to swallow when you're a fan.
Yeah, maybe you trade Chris Archer and you get the next Chris Archer
exactly,
as part of the deal.
Exactly.
But it does set you back generally a couple years or so. You talk about getting blown away by a deal, and we've seen some crazy deals. Shelby Miller a year ago and what the Braves were able to get in that deal. But what type of package would you think the Rays, what would it take maybe to get the Rays interested?
Well, pie in the sky obviously would be a major league catcher, but a lot of those everyday catchers just are not available. So I think that's kind of a wish that's not going to be granted. Maybe a power-hitting left fielder. Other than that, I think it would be highly rated prospects and maybe several of them in order to do that. But, you know, it depends on how needy a team is to get a ready piece pitcher. You know, you got a number two there, two or three in Archer, and there really isn't much on the free agent market. It's really a lean year as far as that goes. So I think it really puts the Rays in the driver's seat.
You mentioned catcher and corner outfield, and those are really the two holes this team kind of needs to fill here with the Rays, and especially into this week, this offseason. Catcher specifically, 2016 seemed just frustrating at that position.
Yeah, and I think they took a shot with Conger because Conger had some power in the past, and they were trying to get a little more, you know, offense out of the position. But I think in hindsight, they probably regretted it a little bit because he struggled so much on defense, and I think it... You know, their biggest asset is starting pitching. And I think within the mindset of some of those starters is I can't let a guy get on first base because I'm not going to be able to keep him on close enough where Conger can throw him out. You know, Conger was a great teammate. He did not hit, which probably was his biggest bugaboo. But on top of that, I think that it was not a good move as far as taking care of your biggest asset, which is the starting pitchers, and letting them go out there and pitch, you know, with ease of mind. And both the guys they got at catcher now, Maley and Casale, they're both pretty good defensive catchers. So I think you're covered in that vein, but they probably like to see a little more offense if they could bring somebody in. But is that catcher out there? It doesn't really look like it.
You mentioned they have two guys that are certainly serviceable, and I know they like Casale a lot. He has looked at times like he could hit. So a catcher they would bring in needs to be a legit front line in his prime type catcher, right?
Yeah, and they've tried several times to do this. I mean, Rene Rivera, they tried to bring him in, and that didn't work out. And so I think probably, you know, unless you really can bring the defense with the offense, you're not going to see him make that trade.
How about the corner outfield? Now, a year ago, they made a lot of, I guess, roll-the-dice type moves to bring in players. They got Steve Pierce. He was tremendous. And they had, not only was he great for the Rays, but they were able to flip him at the deadline and get something back for him. Logan Morrison at first base didn't work out, obviously, as well. Is it a similar approach this year for this team where you look at those guys that maybe they're not going to cost a lot, there's the chance they could have a nice bounce-back season, you take advantage of that 1 year?
That's a lot of what they do. Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be a free agent, that would be what it was. Otherwise, if it was a trade piece, I think you'd probably want a little bit more than that, and depending on who you were trading them for.
They have made a move already this offseason. They traded Taylor Mott, Richie Schaefer away. Those are two guys, that, especially Richie Schaefer, I guess. There was times when you thought these guys could be everyday players for the Rays. Did they just eventually sour on the two of them to the point where they traded them away and they didn't necessarily get top prospects back?
Well, I think they more soured on Motter a little bit. They have, you know, Beckham, and they also have Franklin as far as utility guys. And then Schaefer, he's just kind of blocked. You got Sousa in right, which Schaefer's played some right. He has a really good arm. You got Evan Longoria at third, and then the way Brad Miller worked out at first, there's really not much to do there. And then you got Casey Gillespie coming up from AAA at some point. So, you know, it just kind of made it tough for him to have a place there. And they have a DH, you know, in Corey Dickerson. So.
All right. It's certainly going to be interesting. Keep our ears trained on the Chris Archer rumors, which I'm sure aren't going to end anytime soon. This has been MLB.com Extras from the winter meetings. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.